Hello?
Hello, is this Kathy speaking? Kathy
Yes,
Black,
it
right? Yes. Kathy, this is Sheldon Benjamin from Notebook Writing. How are you doing today?
All right, how are you?
I'm good. I'm calling on behalf of Elite Wiki Writers from the Compliance Department. Okay, you'd be on the call schedule for the day. Are you available right now? Is this a good time?
Yes.
Perfect. So I want to talk to you about I assume you're having a lot of problems with the current work we're doing for you. So first, I'd like to hear your side of what's going on. Fill me in.
All right, so I signed the contract. We started in October. We signed a new contract in November. I will read you exactly what the contract says, and then I will tell you what's wrong with the work. But the contract says we commit on getting you, because they wanted to give numbers first, and I said I would not accept numbers, that I wouldn't go in and sign anything. So they said we commit on giving you 300% royalty. If you invest $1,375, we guarantee to get you book sales worth $1,125 in 3 months. This was November. If you spend an additional $4,750, you can expect $9,000 USD minimum return on your investment within the time frame of 2.5 months. This was also in November. I haven't seen a dime, and you got my money. So what you got was $1,375 plus $4,750, and I got nothing from you. So we started off with, what the work that I got initially was like an embarrassment. I mean, I rewrote everything. And to me, if I hire a publicist, I'm hiring you to represent me. You're not hiring me to represent you.
I understand.
And that's what when we got to the point where it was so bad, I finally asked, did you read the damn book? And they said no. They didn't even read the book. Now, that was the first thing. You're my publicist. You didn't even have the courtesy to read my book, and you're writing shit on it. It was literally garbage. So that was the first thing. So then they tell me that they will get another team. The second team was very slightly better. They might have read one or two of the stories, but they tried to use such big words to go completely opposite. It didn't even make sense what they were saying. Nobody got the point of why I wrote the book and what the book was. Nobody understood one single one of the stories or even asked me to explain it to them. So they're misrepresenting the book, first of all. I mean, I'm assuming this time that they had read it, but what they're putting out is garbage. But that's not even the point. The point is, I wouldn't care if they sold something. So the other day, Lisa had the nerve to tell me, well, we sold two books. Well, you know what? Those books cost me $3,250. I'm not paying $3,000 to you to sell a book.
Okay.
And that's my side of it.
Okay.
And I think my side of it is very safe.
Okay, I completely understand your concerns. I do have an idea of what's going on, which is why I wanted to hear you out first. Okay. So, firstly, you have signed up with us for custom, like, you have basically custom marketing for your book, right?
Yeah.
And you have a committed return of how much you're going to get, right? Okay. So far, you're considering the...
One more thing I want to say. Every single time, like about once a month, they would tell me, if you give us this much more money, we'll guarantee you this much more money. The last email they sent me sounded like such a scam. I brought it to like 10 people because I wanted to know if it was me. Everybody said this is a scam. Everybody, except you and your people.
Wow.
Now, that's all I have to say. Now I'll shut up. I'm sorry.
No, there's no problem. There's no problem. So basically my job is to compile and see if your concerns are plausible or we'll have to work on around and see a resolution. Okay? So what I'm here to do is diffuse the problem. Okay? So
I won't work with them anymore. I don't trust any of them. I do not trust them. That's the bottom line now. I do not trust them.
Okay.
Double talk. They send, do you know that they have the nerve to ask me for $11,000 more money, and they would put me in 4 bookstores, but I would have to pay for the book and give them my bank account number so they could put the profits in it. Now, you tell me that doesn't sound like a scam? You tell me. Your company. Be very, you know, objective about it. If, would somebody send that to you, what would you say? You give me $11,000 and your bank account numbers, and we'll guarantee you $25,000. That was what they sent. You tell me that that doesn't sound like a scam. And that's when I stopped trusting you, and that's when I decided you were done. Then when I saw online, do not trust this site, that was the end.
Where?
Oh, I just in an email that I sent to everyone. It's in Texas, and it says right out.
Are you maybe talking about Trustpilot?
What?
Are you maybe talking about Trustpilot?
No, I'm talking about your company. And I mean, I could.
No. I'm saying that's not what I'm saying is, you said you found out somewhere online that we're a scam, like you saw somebody.
That was right from Google.
Right from Google?
Yes, it was. And I have it in writing here. I could send you a picture of it. I could text it to you. I mean, I'm not lying. I mean, I don't lie. I mean, I want to sell this book. I don't want my money back. I needed to sell the book. I promised a research company half the profit. They have been patiently waiting for me, and I have given them nothing. And so it's not like I don't want to sell the damn book. I made a commitment of my own based on things that I was promised from you. So, you know, it's not like, you know, I'm trying to scam you. I'm not.
I completely understand. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here to listen. I'm here to understand what's going on.
I need this book sold.
Okay.
So I didn't want to have to wait 7.5 months for my money. I promised these people money last September in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
It is now the summer of 2022. I haven't seen a dime from your company. And I have people who I have let down on my end. And that doesn't make me look good.
Okay, I clearly understand the reason why you're upset, because you had a prior commitment which was basically relative to our own performance, right?
And yes, and they knew it. And they knew it.
Okay. So let me tell you about what I have from my end, from team, okay? So I'm not here to fight. I'm not here to do anything else. I'm here to just talk, okay?
All right.
Okay. So basically, you've signed up with us for 2 months of marketing, okay? Aside from that, you have a website and an ebook trailer, okay?
Yes.
Initially, when we started working for you, you weren't able to find the work sufficient enough to get the marketing started. So we had to
Did you take a look at that work? Did you take a look at that work? That wasn't $6,000 worth of work. That wasn't even 6 cents worth of work. So don't tell me I didn't find it sufficient. It was garbage.
I'm just stating out what's going on.
All right.
Yeah,
listen, all right.
I'm not here to fight or anything. I'm just stating out what I have.
All right.
Okay.
This is very emotional for me. I'm sorry.
I completely understand.
A great deal to me. It's the only book I'll ever write. I'm proud of it. I wanted to sell it. I don't have limitless money. I'm a nurse. I made the bad decision of going with your company, and now I'm stuck.
I assure you, I'm here to help, okay? That's why this is a specified department that helps our clients to see if and we can do anything for you, okay? So let's see what we can do, okay? We'll come to a resolution by the end of this call, and I hope to see that you'll be leaving with a smile. That's pretty much part of my job.
All right.
Okay. So, as I was saying, so different writing teams were made to see if you could be satisfied with the work. So at a point, a specific writer was somewhat sufficient in, delivering work to you.
I want to say one more thing. I wrote, I put this into an audio book too. The audio book sent me a write-up of my book, but they sent... They only wrote it one time, it was wonderful, and I went with it. So don't tell me there aren't people out there who can represent the book and who can write it. It's just your company is incompetent. Okay.
I understand. But it's not about the book. A write-up of the book is something different compared to an audiobook. Marketing is something very different.
Well, if you market a book incompetently, it won't sell. And
I completely understand that, which is why we try to take approval from you for all marketing-related strategies. Like if you're putting up an article, we try to get approved from you before we put that article online.
I don't want to have to rewrite what you, for $6,000 to $500, I don't want to have to rewrite everything you send.
You don't have to rewrite it.
I run a huge department in a huge hospital. I don't have the time to rewrite everything you send me. That's what I paid you for.
But I understand,
I'm not putting out garbage either.
I understand.
And don't tell me I don't know how to write, because I've been writing for over 25 years in medical journals. And believe me, I know what good writing and bad writing is. I am on the editorial board of two medical journals. Don't tell me I don't know what good and bad writing is.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that, one, you can understand as a part of editorial, marketing strategy and compared to technical writing will be different. But I do get your point that it could have, as you say, it could have been garbage. That's why we have some... I'm telling you, you didn't have to rewrite anything. The reason why marketing is rather difficult when doing it for books, the reason why we offer unlimited revisions is so you don't have to go through the rewrites and do all of that, because it's sometimes hard to find a common ground. It's very rare that it happens, but sometimes it's very hard to find common ground between the author and the marketing team. Okay, the content.
By some guy named Hugh, I think his name was Hugh, that if I don't put the time and the money in it, then I won't sell any books. So that's totally opposite of what you're telling me anyway. Plus, he was rude about it.
Who said that?
A guy called Hugh. I told Lisa, don't ever have him call me again, because I will not speak to him. He told me, quote, if you don't put in the time and the money, then you won't sell a book. Well, you know what? I did put in the money, and you're supposed to put in the time. Not me.
I understand. So as far as I know right now, your articles haven't gone live, right, because of lack of approvals right now. Correct? You don't have any articles that are alive.
You know what? At this point, I don't care, because I don't, like I said, I'm telling you right out, and I'm not trying to be insulting. Well, maybe I am. I don't trust your company. I certainly don't trust that team.
I completely understand. If you want a change of team, I can do that for you. But what I'm trying to understand is the entire problem.
The entire problem is that I didn't sell one book since October when I signed with you. That is the entire problem. If you can sell my book with crap publicity, I don't really care. I mean, that's the reflection on your company, not me. I just want to make money. That's all I want, and that's what I told her. I don't care what you put out. You can put out shit as long as I make money. But I'm not paying. But don't spend, say you sold 2 books in 7.5 months and tell me that you're wonderful, because you're not.
Okay.
And don't ask me every time you call me, well, if you want to make money, then you have to put in more money. And then you have to put in more money. And how dare you ask me for my bank account number?
Normally, if we're asking for a bank account number, the only people authorized to ask that in our company would be the finance department or your strategist. So was it someone aside from that?
It was Daniel McCain who asked for it.
Daniel McCain is an assigned strategist, so if he's asking, I'm pretty sure.
I trust him, less than Lisa even, who I trust not at all. I think they're scammers, they're double talkers. I could probably be talking to them for the next 20 years and they still wouldn't get started on anything. But my bottom line is, I don't care what you put out anymore, or I don't need to see it. I need to see money. And if I don't see money, that's what I was promised in writing, with a time frame.
Mm-hmm.
So you put out whatever you think will sell my book. I just want to see my money.
Okay.
And that's where I am right now. I don't want to approve anything. I don't want to see anything because it just irritates me. I want to see cash that you promised me because you gave me a commitment of cash because I told him I wouldn't sign anything else. You give me a cash commitment because then I'll feel safe, because if you don't sell it, I'll get my money back. So I'll come out even at least. And that's where I still am.
Okay.
I don't care what you do to sell it. I don't care what you put out anymore. I don't care if you read the book or not. I mean, I was appalled when I asked, did anybody read the book? And I was told no. I was appalled.
You know, Kathy, I'll be very honest with you on that point. It's something very stupid, but although I'm part of compliance, I've tried to do something about it, but I really can't. I'm just, at the end of the day, I'm just an employee. So there's one stupid rule in the company that doesn't make sense to me, but it exists, that if we are to get anything relative to a book, we're not allowed to get the client's book to read it. We have to ask the client to deliver it. Yeah, I know that scenario. It took a long time in order to get that book, but I do understand the book initially wasn't there. So I don't know why they didn't ask you initially, or maybe there was some miscommunication, something like that. But the book should have been there from the start in order, because if they're writing without the book, I don't know what we are writing.
I didn't know what they were writing either, and when I read what they were writing, I didn't recognize my book.
So that's probably why you were considering that it was utter garbage, because it wasn't making sense to you, right?
I told them the whole point of the book. It was completely missed, and this I told
everybody.
What was
everybody. The point of the book? Do tell me, what is the point of the book?
The book is 40 flash fiction stories. I have a friend who curates art on Instagram, who is dying. So I wrote 40 stories for her based on the art she makes just to make her happy, and they were good enough for me to get it published.
Mm-hmm.
But it was basically started because each story is based on a work of art. My interpretation of a work of art, like I told them, you could even compare it to The Twilight Zone or Rod Serling's picture gallery. I mean, but he's heard of both of them, not one word of either one. But that's basically what it is. It's artwork that I saw a story in. I wrote a story from it for a sick friend, which I was going to donate profits to a research study.
Mm-hmm.
That was completely missed.
If I may have a question, if you don't mind, this is personal, but what's happening to your friend?
They are doing experimental treatment on her, and she's still here.
I'm not saying, like, what's the disease or what's the problem?
She's missing mitochondria. She was born without certain mitochondria, which is certain type of genes.
I'm not in, like, I don't have medical knowledge. Can you dumb it down for me?
She was born without missing a few genes. The genes she's missing are her breathing, so she's on a respirator, so she can't get out of bed, and pain. So no matter what they give her for pain, the pain nerves don't work because she doesn't have any. So between the two of them, she's in bad shape.
I see. That's pretty harsh.
She's 42 years old. She's a beautiful, beautiful woman. I mean, if you look at the book, her picture is in the book. I wrote this for her, and I wrote it, and I was glad she was still alive to see it. But that wasn't all I wanted. I wanted to fund a research study in her name.
I actually have a copy of the book, I think.
Okay, look at...
It starts with, if I'm sure, it starts with Beloved, right?
Yeah, but...
And it's from... The artist's name is Miles Johnston?
No, not the father. That's Ella Rose. I only had 10 artists let me use their work, so the rest of the art, I just...
Also basically, these are shout-outs to the people who... let you use their artwork.
Places on it, but if you want to see what Dana looks like, hold on one second.
I understand. I haven't read the book, I'll be very honest with you. I have not read the book.
Okay, just look at Not Today, Dana Paglio, and you'll see it's a beautiful, beautiful woman. And,
Give me 1 second, Kathy. Just give me 1 second. Sorry about that. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So I do understand the situation, Kathy. Would it be okay for me to give you a resolution? I will actually remove the relevance of trying to give you a specific time frame of when we can complete that, because I guess in your situation, a time frame wouldn't make a lot of sense because we haven't actually been on time frame either. So... what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to have first a meeting with the team that was assigned to you, okay?
Which I won't work with anymore.
I do understand that. I do understand. I'll get a better grasp of the situation. Then I'll have a meeting with our marketing team and see what exactly is hindering your current campaign. Because usually... when we do a campaign, it usually works right. There are very rare scenarios in which we as compliance have to step in to see what exactly is going on that's causing so much problems in marketing. Because we've been doing this for quite some time.
Yeah, it's been 7.5 months. They couldn't get a thing done. If you look at the author's biography in the back of the book, tells you exactly what the book is about, and the author's bio tells you why it was written. So that was completely missed. Nobody even looked at that. And I told them that that was important to
that's
me. Because that's
weird. I basically what has happened, let me tell you what has happened. Because I told you there's a very stupid rule existing at this time. What I have in my end are screenshots of the book. Okay.
No.
I literally have screenshots.
I offered to mail several books to them, even, and she said no, we'll get our own. I mean, so I don't know what was going on there either. I offered to mail them books.
Oh yes. I was going to talk to you on this. Actually, slipped my mind. I'm glad you reminded me of that. There was this weird issue that was going on. I talked to Lisa on this, and she showed it to me. It was a weird issue. You did send the book to us, but for some reason, I don't know why it's saying this, that it's not available in our region. Like, we're sitting in New York. Where else should this be available?
It's available in everybody. And when she told me that, I had 3 people buy the book just to see. And everybody was able to buy it but Lisa.
The problem wasn't that we weren't able to buy it. The problem was when you were gifting it to us, it came through a link, right?
I gifted it to people too. Everybody was able to open it but Lisa. And,
that's so
I told them, you can't open it. I don't care. I will mail you books. She didn't want me to mail her books. I was going to buy them and mail them. So I wasn't being cheap and I wasn't being, quiet.
I completely understand.
She wouldn't take them. So that's on you, too.
Yeah, I completely understand that.
Because I... buying books, because I bought 100 books when the book first came out and just randomly sent them to friends because I wanted it out there. So, I mean, I certainly would have sent it to my publicist.
Mm-hmm.
And it was offered, yes. And if they tell you it wasn't, they're lying. Because I would have done anything to get this book sold, because that's how important this research is to me.
I understand your emotions at this time. I know what you're going through. I can't exactly feel it, but I understand. Okay? That's why.
I mean, it's not about selling the damn book anymore. I wrote a book and I'm proud of it, and that's fine. It's the research that I promised that I would fund. This is what's driving this.
Okay. Okay. So, Kathy, can you give me this week to see what I can do for you in order, one, to compensate, okay? Because I basically right now is what I'm doing is a case study, okay? But
uh-huh.
I'm taking your case. I am designing to see what I can do for you. And because there are rules and regulations that come with everything we do. Okay.
Well, I told you, I don't need my money back. I need the book sold.
I completely
understand.
That's why I'm going to try to come up with a resolution that can help with that, okay? That's why I'm going to have a meeting with the marketing team and see what their insight is on this, on how we can improve this without actually getting some input from you, because I clearly understand you don't trust it at this point. So I would rather have you be satisfied with what we have done for you rather than angry, because at the end of the day, I would rather not leave an unsatisfied customer.
And you know what? If you really want to go by what they put on Instagram so far, the points of all the stories were completely missed. I mean, I don't know who's reading these stories, but either I'm obtuse and I think different than everybody else, or the people who are writing these blurbs on Instagram are stupid, because it's not even about the stories. I mean, I don't even know. Like I said, I don't even know if they're reading them.
I have a from my perspective, I already talked to the team, the marketing team that's currently working on your marketing, and I can at least trust those guys very completely that they've been doing this, and this is the first time I have had a complaint relative to that specific team, because that guy is a genius when it comes to marketing. So I'm very surprised that he was on your case and you're not getting it. So that was weird for me when I first found out that he was doing your marketing.
He asked for $11,000 and my bank account number. And you know what?
I'm not talking about Daniel. I'm talking about not the marketing strategist, the marketing team assigned to you. The marketing team, the guy doing your social media marketing, is a genius.
Well, obviously, he didn't read the book, and he's not such a genius, or I read things different. I mean, I had somebody really brilliant edit my book, and I was told by someone professional that you must have had this professionally edited because it's edited so perfectly. And I had him read these things. Do you know what he did? He sat there and he laughed his ass off. So it's not only me.
I completely understand.
If my daughter is a publicist, my daughter has been a publicist for 25 years. She laughed her ass off. My younger daughter is not a publicist. She's just in finance, but she's not a stupid person. She said this is an embarrassment. So, you know what? Then that's just my close people.
I completely understand. Let me get to the bottom of this. Give me some time. Let me have a detailed meeting, and let me see if I can understand what's going on with the marketing.
I'm not so work with. And I'm not that critical. Like I said, I wasn't even looking. I just wanted the money. But to not be able to sell one book in 7.5 months is something very wrong. Something very wrong.
That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. Otherwise, I won't be having this conversation with you.
Right. Fine.
I completely understand that you are having a tough time dealing with this. And this is a rare situation that happens when it comes to our marketing team, because it's been 7, 8, 9 years since we've been set up.
October 2021. It's July 2022.
I completely understand. I think there's a slight confusion when it comes to the procedure that follows when it comes to marketing. I'm not sure if this was clear to you before or not. But marketing works a bit differently when it comes to us. It's for us, it's normal marketing, but for some people, it's very different because we take approvals of every document that we're supposed to use before we go into marketing everything. Your articles.
I don't think enough of the people who work for you to do that, to be able to do that. So I don't know what the resolution for that is, but I don't respect one writer that I've seen to date. And I don't have the time or the patience anymore to read it. And when I see something that's really disgustingly written, I rewrite it. It takes me hours to rewrite it, which time I don't have. So I don't want to do that. I do not want to do that again.
You won't have to. You don't have to worry about it. Next time, if we are to continue after this case study, what I recommend is go for the option that we have, which is the unlimited revisions. This is the reason why we give this. If we send something that's crap, throw it back at us. Don't rewrite it. Just throw it back at us. Let us know it's our fault. We'll work it out. It's the reason why we offer unlimited revisions is so we don't make you do any kind of rewrites unless you want to do them.
So the book will sell in 3 years, maybe. I mean,
Look, look, look. I'll be very honest with you about one thing. Marketing is something that may not have, we have tried to explain this a lot of times. Sometimes people don't get this instantly, but marketing is something that sometimes takes a while to mature, which is why, like, it's been months. You are committed 2 months, but it's been a lot of months, and we're still continuing what we've been doing.
I'm 70 years old. I don't want to be dead before the marketing.
Okay. I understand. I'm sorry. I'm trying to see what I can do for you. I'll be very honest with you. Can you give me...
Like I said, I will go with that. I will go with letting you try to do something. But you understand that I need to see cash at some point.
Yes, I do understand. Kathy, can you give me just a second? I'm so sorry. Just a
second. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Kathy. Sorry about that. I was getting a call from my mom.
Oh, all right. And you know, one other thing. My daughter has been a publicist for a long time. I know what a good publicist looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So that also doesn't go over publicity, you know, what if the writing looks different. It doesn't. Either it's good writing or it's bad writing, whether you're a publicist, you're a reviewer, whether you're a writer, it's either good writing or bad writing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how about this? You give me a week, okay? What's right now? It's Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
So next Tuesday, let me give you another call, okay? I'll give you...
Tuesdays usually aren't good for me. I have an appointment every...
If we can reschedule, let me give me a day for next week. I'll give you a call, and I'll give you resolution on that call, okay, about what I can do for you.
Any day but Tuesday usually, because I need to leave on Tuesdays.
Okay. Wednesday, same time. Does that work?
That works.
Okay, so may I kindly confirm your time zone, because I have no idea.
It's New York, Eastern.
Oh, so you're on the East Coast as well. Okay, perfect. So I'll be giving you a call.
What's your name again?
Sheldon.
Sheldon, all right. And do you have a number just in case?
Actually... Let me give you my number. I always forget it. Let me check my phone. I'm so bad with numbers, you would find it stupid, Kathy.
No, I'm not so good with them myself. I count on my fingers.
Trust me, I'm worse. You think you're bad. People come telling me, like, I'm bad with numbers. Then they see me and they're like, well... They feel good about themselves after they meet me with numbers.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Here we go. It's 217.
Mm-hmm.
598. 8637.
Mm-hmm. 37?
Yeah.
All right.
Nice. And if you want to know, because I don't know why people still ask me this question, it's a number from Illinois.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I have relatives in Illinois, so I know.
Yeah, because
I have a New Jersey number actually.
Ever been to Illinois?
Fun.
Have you ever been to Illinois?
No, I've never been there.
I've come to New York. I've come to New York. But originally I'm from Rockford. Yeah. But it's
but,
husband.
Like I said, I just want results. I don't, you know, want to make trouble for you. I don't want to need my money back.
I completely understand. I will start working on this. Kathy, I'll start working on this. You'll start seeing some results. But I'm probably telling you right now, the solution I'm going to come up with might be a bit testing on the timeline, because in order to meet the expectations, I may have to give probably 4 to 6 months. I'm going to ask you. I'm going to be very honest with you. But I'm not going to ask you for any money, okay? But I'm going to ask you for time.
You weren't going to get any. You're really worried.
I'm a very straightforward, honest person when it comes to these kind of things. That's why I'm sitting here and I'm talking to you. What I'm going to probably ask you is for time in order to deliver what we have committed. Because I don't want to disappoint you.
That I had promised this within 6 months, 7.5 months. Now we're going into a year now. They're not going to need me to fund them anymore, and that's going to really upset me.
I'm going to have to see what I can do, to be very honest
with you. I mean, everybody knew from the very beginning that I needed this money to fund the research project. And I'm not funding it out of my own pocket. I promised to fund it out of book profits, and I didn't think I would sell nothing.
What have you, can I ask if you don't mind, what have you sold so far?
I actually made $179, and that was on my own when I sold 100 books. I have sold nothing else, including you, nothing.
So from Amazon, you have no sales?
I have 18 reviews on Amazon, but no. I'm in the 5 million range. So no.
And last, if I recall, Lisa told you that she'll start getting you sales and reviews rather than continuing your marketing, since you're not satisfied with that.
You promised me sales in 3 months.
I'm just talking details. I'm just asking and confirming. Did Lisa say this, that she'll start getting you sales rather than doing it a direct marketing day, where they do it an indirect way? And it'll get you sales, it'll get you reviews.
All right.
Okay. So let me ask them if they asking for a bit more time.
I asked her, could you get me on Goodreads? Nobody even looked at it. Nobody even looked at it. That takes nothing to sign Goodreads or to sign me up for a few of the Amazon book clubs. I mean, I had ideas.
Your Goodreads reviews haven't been posted yet.
I have 18 reviews.
For Goodreads.
Yeah, it's 5 stars, except for once I tried to market it myself on Facebook, and the guy didn't like me, and he gave me a 0. So for 5 stars, I have 17 5-star reviews and 1 0, so I have a 4.5.
Yeah, negative reviews reflect more strongly than positive ones.
Well, he wrote the book is empty. That's not a negative review. That's a ridiculous
review. The book
Amazon
is empty? That's probably just a bug on his end.
Amazon, go look at it. That's what he wrote. The book is empty.
So that's probably just a bug on his end, and he's just blaming your book. Sometimes people can be stupid like that. Ignore those people.
Yeah, and Amazon to take it off. But other than that, I have 5. He told her ridiculous to do.
I completely understand, yeah. Okay.
I haven't gotten that ridiculous. I mean, I've given books away, books to people. People like the book when they read it. I just need to get in front of people.
Hello?
I don't know how. And
I'll do that. I do plan on, like I said, now that I'm here, I at least plan on giving you a better, hopefully more satisfactory experience than what you've had so far.
Thank you. Don't double talk, because, you know, I've gotten so much double talk over the past few months that I don't believe a word anybody says to me anymore.
Look, I'm being very honest with you about everything.
I know it's hard to believe it right now.
I know it's hard to believe it given the situation. You're probably thinking, this guy's just talking crap right now.
You know, but I'm willing to go with it. So, you know, you must be something that I believe in what you say. And besides, I don't have time to play games with, you know,
I do understand.
I don't have the money to look for another publicist and spend more money. This is my budget. This was my budget. I can't publicize this book if you don't sell it for me.
Got it. I have everything jotted down on my end, and I'll start working on this. So we are scheduled now for Wednesday, right? Are we good on that?
Yeah, we're good on that.
So we are scheduled for Wednesday, 4 o'clock, right?
Yeah, on the 13th.
Okay, perfect. So on the 13th, I'm going to give you a call, and then we'll work from there. Are we good on
all
that?
All right. We're good on that.
Perfect. And, Kathy, I apologize for what has happened so far. I'll get to the bottom of this. I'll come up with a resolution. Even if I have to get myself assigned to this, I'll see to it that it's done. Okay?
Thank you.
Welcome, Kathy. Take care of yourself. I know it's been rough. I know it's a tense time for you, but take care of yourself, okay?
Yep. Have a good day.
You too. Have a good day. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.